The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
How important is that part-time job? Are young people looking for them, or are they relying more and more on the bank of mum and dad? Do they offer financial independence and build confidence, or are they a distraction from study? Henry McKean sent us this report.
Would you like to get a part-time job?
No.
Why not?
Okay, I don't know. I think I'm too young. I don't have the time.
You're not lazy?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit lazy?
Yeah.
And do you get pocket money from your parents?
Yeah, I get £10 a week.
That won't go far.
It'll buy me food.
My name is Leisha Redmond-McGrath, a chartered work and coaching psychologist.
Leisha, when we take part-time jobs in young people, when we were young, we had part-time jobs. My first part-time job was actually in an international restaurant in the south side of Dublin in a place called Dorky. And I got fired after 6 days. I gave somebody two main courses. That restaurant, I think it's actually still there without naming it. What was your first part-time job?
I had a number of them, actually. I mean, I did the whole teenage girl babysitting thing, and then I worked in Eddie Rockets. But my favourite one that I had during college was I worked in a nursing home. And I absolutely loved that, getting to know the older people and learning to take care of them. And I was studying psychology, so I was totally fascinated.
So what did it teach you? I mean, working in Eddie Rockets, that's about customer service and making sure the malt shakes just right. But then working with the elderly, you must have learned so much from them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, listen, for any part-time job, you've got to get up out of bed when you don't want to. You've got to be there on time. So those are all life skills that you learn. And definitely there were some things in the nursing home that you didn't want to have to do, toileting things, but you get used to it and it's part of life. And I think one of the things that part-time jobs offers us, apart from a bit of pocket money, are these life skills, these experiences that we don't get from just being at home and being kind of spoon-fed.
And you talk about spoon-fed. There's so many parents out there. They've got teenage sons and daughters. They haven't got a part-time job. Many of them are resisting the idea of getting a part-time job. Others are struggling because shops, restaurants, they want someone that can commit a bit longer than 2 days a week. Do you think the part-time job is slowly dying out?
It's an interesting question, and I think, you know, time will tell. I know I have a couple of teenagers who also have found it difficult to get part-time jobs, and they're trying to innovate around, like my son set up a little power washing business, you know, for the summer.
You did have a part-time job. What happened?
Well, I got fired.
You got fired?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's been a really bad morning. That's really funny to me. Sorry, this is not okay. Well, they told me I was taking too much holidays, so I got fired.
You were taking too much holidays. And why are you taking too much holidays?
Well, it was during the summer. I really only booked off 2 weeks in July and EP weekend, and then a few days during 1 week, and she said I was taking too much, so...
And what was the job?
I worked as a barista in a coffee shop.
And it didn't work out?
No, but I really did like the job.
Is it difficult? I mean, do they trust you? Do they trust you to show up? Is it easier just to perhaps get a student loan or borrow money from your parents?
No, definitely not. Well, not for me anyways. I think student loans are kind of crazy. But obviously, I'm lucky enough to be in a position that I wouldn't really have to take out a loan. But it's nice to have your own money, I guess.
Is it important for young people to have that independence, to have a part-time job? Can you understand why so many young people just haven't bothered?
Yeah, I think it's important. Yeah, I do.
I think it's important to learn to that you have to like commit something, work for your money, know value of things, I guess.
Yeah.
What is your part-time job?
I work in a cafe.
And what do you do there exactly?
Make coffees.
And you're good at it?
I am. Unreal.
You can make me a good flat white.
That's it. Love flat white.
How important are part-time jobs for your age, for students? I mean, you're probably on, what, €14 an hour roughly?
Less.
About 13?
13.50.
So the minimum wage?
Yes.
Does it go far?
No, not in this.
Not in the cost of living crisis?
No, not at all.
Can you understand why so many young people can't get part-time jobs or perhaps don't want them?
It is hard to get part-time jobs because not that many people will hire part-time people. They want more full-time people, so they have guaranteed people that are there to work rather than college students who might swap and change when they can and can't work, if you get me.
Do you have any friends who just have no interest in getting a job?
Yes.
Why?
It's laziness.
And what do you say to your mates that haven't bothered to get a part-time job, even now?
So now you just need to go out and do it.
I work part-time at a restaurant for 3 years. I think they underpay the staff a lot. Like, they hire young people because they know they can get away paying 11, 12 euro an hour and doing as much work as the older people.
And is that why so many young people are just holding out?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a lot of, like, pressure, and it's not, like, it doesn't give you much time or anything, like, being a student and then working on the weekends, and then the money's already gone by the end of the week for travel and food and stuff.
What would you get for 100 euro these days as a student? A few chicken fillet rolls and a few pints?
Yeah, and maybe a bus ticket back home.
How hard was it to get your daughter to get a part-time job? Did you have to put pressure on her and say, come on, you need some independence, you need to earn your own money?
I did not. My daughter actually decided upon her own free will at the age of 16 to get her first part-time job. So she went off, she made a CV, and within about 2 weeks she had her first part-time job working as an ice cream delivery person. So.
And did it give you independence? Did it give you, you know, something that you didn't have before?
Yeah, like, gave me my own money and I didn't have to rely on my parents as much, and it gave me stuff to fill in the free time with as well.
What was your first part-time job?
My first part-time job was in Cornucopia in Dublin on Wicklow Street. So I had that when I went to college, and I used to go on Saturdays and serve everybody vegetarian food, and I loved it. It was a great job.
And it's still there?
It's still there, yes. We know Deirdre McCafferty well. She's a lovely lady, and I'll never forget her for giving me an opportunity like that.
Did it give you confidence? Did it give you something perhaps you didn't have before? Did you understand the world better?
I think you do, because you get to meet extra people in your life that you wouldn't have otherwise interacted with. There was a great crew working in there, and we used to go off to the international afterwards for pints. So I loved that part, because we'd get to listen to a little bit of stand-up comedy and stuff as well. So yeah, I loved it.
Why is it that so many young people aren't getting part-time jobs? Is it laziness, or is it something else?
I think it's probably quite difficult. Things have changed a lot since I was a young one going out getting a part-time job. So I think my son now is 16. He's looking for his first part-time job.
He's looking.
So he's looking at the moment. So we're hoping that he might have a little bit of success. So,
would you like to get part-time jobs?
I would love to, yeah.
Yeah, I have a part-time job.
You have one already?
Yeah, I do. I got it since I was 16.
So. You want one? What's the delay?
Well, I'm hoping he's getting the same place as she does, but I need to turn 16 first.
So you've got to be 16?
Yeah, yeah. So only 15 now.
Is it hard to get a part-time job these days?
It is, yeah, very hard.
What's hard about it?
I just think you need experience, and obviously young people don't have a lot of experience.
We have a culture of instant gratification whereby people don't necessarily want to put in the hard yards and do what's difficult. I'm not saying that's for everybody, of course, but a lot of people, it's just not as straightforward. They have kids have busier schedules than possibly we had. They can't commit. They may not want to do the difficult things, as nobody does, but it's only through doing them that you get to learn that actually you're okay at the other side of having to do those difficult things. And I don't know if parents are really pushing people to their kids to do it either.
So you don't think it's laziness, or you couldn't possibly comment?
I couldn't possibly comment. I'm sure there's a bit of it for all of us. I think laziness is okay. I think, you know, doing nothing is important. But yeah, no, I'm sure it's not that. I'm sure that's not the case for everyone.
How important is a part-time job for confidence building, for independence for young people?
I really think it's very important. And you really notice the people in the workplace who haven't had a part-time job, who haven't done something. You know, you can tell the ones who haven't even, you know, had to bring over their own plate to the dishwasher kind of thing. It's really important for them, because it gives them the opportunity to see things from other people's perspectives, to prove to themselves that they can learn new things and do hard things, to build relationships with other people, to kind of find their place in the pecking order, because when they go into more permanent jobs, they're going to be starting at the bottom rung.
And it's a shock for them. Could that explain the Gen Z stare, that perhaps Gen Z stare at you in a funny way because they haven't had a part-time job? They go from school to college straight into a permanent position.
Yeah, and I think it can all be a bit bewildering for them. And I do think that the part-time job has the potential to be that kind of bridge between maybe the more sheltered childhood and an experience of school and university before getting into the, in inverted commas, real world.
And that's Leisha Redmond-McGraw, workplace chartered psychologist, ending Henry McKean's report on the part-time job.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.